weather, the rain we've gotten, or ask that you will be with us. We take the money that we get and we'll use it to, for you to be pleasing to you. Pray these things, Lord, Jesus Christ, holy name.
We're sure glad you're here. We'll even plan on playing a song and letting you sing with us. We'll have you after the scripture reading I read. We'll turn to hymn 96 and we'll sing that together. We'll play through the hymn one time, and then Bob will get you started, and then I guess you're on your own after that. Okay. Read from Ephesians 5, starting with the verse 17. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what is the will of the Lord. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I think you can just stay seated if you'd like.
Testimony. We pray, Lord, that it would be edifying to the body. And Lord, that we would always look forward to the building up of your kingdom here in the center place, even Zion in these last days. We pray that it would be on our hearts and minds daily as we go about our daily walk. So, Lord, we would ask that you would be with those who might be infirmed and not be able to take part this day in worship corporately, but individually, we pray that your same spirit would be with them as well. Be with us as we bring this music to your flock. Lord, we'd ask it humbly in Christ's most holy name. Amen.
Should probably introduce ourselves. On your left, my right, is Bob Arm. He is a priest at Colburn Road. And this is Mr. Larry Ellis, who is a teacher at Colburn Road. Mike Fleming who's a deacon at Colburn Road.
This is Sam Smith, he's an elder at Colburn Road.
Funny how we all got together.
We're glad we're here.
But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of woman, made under the law, to redeem that them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Because ye are sons and daughters, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. Then as an heir of God through Christ. So here we are, sons and daughters of God. And this song that we're going to do now was inspired by my wife's older sister. And she's written a lot of sacred songs. And we hope you'll appreciate the words that the Lord has given her on this one. Just as a child would, who's still in his childhood, look up to my Father and say, Oh, Abba, Father, please take me with you. I want to go with you today. I want to be with you for all the things you did. It's exciting and wondrous and grand. The ones that have strayed from your sight, and watch as you change them and rearrange them to teach them to live and abide, and see you unfold them, patiently mold them. It's exciting and wondrous and grand. Oh, Abba, Father, please take me with you. Oh, please, Abba, please take my hand. As you're healing and feeding all those who are needing, or letting the captives go free, as your soft words are spoken to hearts that are broken, oh, please, Abba, please let me see how you comfort the dying and those who are crying. It's exciting and wondrous and grand. Oh, Abba, Father, please take me with you. Oh, please, Abba, please take my hand. To the one who is in sorrow, who can't face tomorrow, to give them love, hope, and peace. Bringing sight to the blinded, those never minded, from a wellspring that will never cease. Nothing's too great a bother for my Abba Father. It's exciting and wondrous and grand. Please take my hand. As you're cleansing and pruning and very fine tuning the church to make it complete, so that it will be ready with heart strong and steady. Please let me sit at your feet. Oh, Abba, I'm yearning. I want to be learning. It's exciting and wondrous and grand. Oh, Abba, Father, please take me with you. Oh, please, Abba, please take my hand. So just as a child would, still in his childhood, let me follow and see all you do. Oh, just as a child would, still in his childhood, I want. no Abba Father like my Abba Father.
It's exciting and wondrous and grand.
Jesus said in John 7:38, "He that believeth in me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." I'd like to share just a little testimony about that. There's a song that we do that we have done for some time, and Jim Green was preaching that Sunday morning, and when he read the scriptures, he read from the 17th chapter of Revelations about flowing water, spring flowing from water. And it just fit in so much with that song, and he had no idea what we were going to sing or what he was going to preach about. It was a wonderful experience.
Seek ye out the old path. And that is what we're all attempting to do as saints in these latter days, is find that old path, that absolute path that the Lord has put us on. And that's the name of this song, Seek Ye Out the Old Path.
That's the scripture that's used in this song. It was inspiring for those who wrote the old patent in the little brick church in Lamoni. So the tune's a little bit different, so I hope you can bear with a little change.
Chapter 6 of Jeremiah, verse 16.
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 16, that tells us how we need to walk in the way that's good and clean. It tells us how we need to live no matter where we go. If we walk in the old path, we'll find rest for our soul. Seek ye out the old path and walk therein, cried the prophet Jeremiah, but they would not hear him. Seek ye out the old path and walk therein. Stop following after the flesh, stumbling around in sin.
Now the old way is a good way, but it's God's way,
and we better walk therein. There's a man on the inside of everyone that's born again. He tells us how we ought to live if we'll listen to him. You keep us on the old path, and we won't go astray. He'll help our lives to be a light for someone that's unsaved. Seek ye out the old path and walk therein, cried the prophet Jeremiah, but they would not hear him. Seek ye out the old path and walk therein. Stop following after the flesh, stumbling around in sin.
Now the old way is a good way, and it's God's way,
and we better walk therein. Seek ye out the old path and walk therein, cried the prophet Jeremiah, but they would not hear him. Seek ye out the old path and walk therein. Stop following after the flesh, stumbling around in sin.
First Thessalonians, rather from Thessalonians 5, verse 2. We don't know when, but we know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. And when it does, watch out. Zion will be redeemed. Yep. Someday soon.
This song is one that I just love it. I love the tune of it. I love the rhythm of it. But it talks about that kingdom that we're looking forward to build. It's called Someday Soon.
Someday soon we'll be living in Zion far away. All the saints will be living on that resurrection day. We'll leave this land of sorrow on that happy, glad day.
Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." When we meet somebody, we really don't, unless we're really close to them, we don't know what path their life is on. And this song talks about a man who's on a path, but he's got his eye toward the victory at the end. He's concentrating on that, so he doesn't get straight off the road. So I kind of appreciate this song. It's kind of simple. If you want to sing along with us, it's a fun song to sing with us.
Songs of victory.
It's a song of hope.
And I have it here somewhere.
I put it underneath this. I put it in there. Oh, there it is.
And we're seeking out the old path. Look out for songs of victory.
I saw a wayward traveler in tattered garments clad, and struggling up the mountain, it seemed that he was sad. His back was heavy laden, his strength was almost gone, and he shouted, "It's not Hosannas, deliverance will come." Then
palms of victory,
crowns of glory,
palms of victory
I shall wear. I saw him in the evening, the sun was sinking low. He'd overcome the mountain and reached the vale below. He saw that golden city, his everlasting home, and shouted loud, "Hosannas, deliverance has come." Then
palms of victory,
crowns of glory,
palms of victory
I shall wear. Just o'er the narrow flow, a band of holy angels came from the throne of God.
They bore him on their pinions,
save for the lightning foam, and joined him in his triumph.
Deliverance has come.
Then
palms of victory,
crowns of glory,
palms of victory
I shall wear. It seems I hear the angels around the throne so grand, they're shouting great Hosannas, we've reached the promised land.
When we have reached that city, our race on earth is run. He'll all shout out Hosannas, deliverance has come.
Then
palms of victory,
crowns
of glory,
palms of victory
I shall wear.
Then
palms of victory,
crowns
crowns of glory,
palms of victory
I shall wear.
In 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed.
It's essentially an Easter song. It's called The Crossroad is the name of the song. And I have a tough time keeping a dry eye when we play it, but maybe I will today. But it's all about our Savior and his bleeding and his struggles that he did for our sake. And it's just an incredible piece of music. Whoever wrote it was inspired, I believe, The Crossroad.
He ended up at the last of the song, the last verse, is another verse of hope, though. So I think that's important in songs. If you have that, it's hope there. The Crossroad.
Mm-hmm.
as his blood stained every step of the crossroad. A highway of holiness that leads to heaven's throne. Sometimes we may stumble, but we'll never walk alone. Eternal life is waiting where endless blessings flow. When we reach the end of the crossroad. It seems you've lost your way. There's a road that's filled by love and freely paved with grace. It's still the road that's traveled, but it's the only way to go. That you'll find peace if you take the crossroad.
Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. My hope is in you all day long.
It is a song, Savior, Lord, and Guide.
Acceptance by my Savior, Lord, and God.
and time is swiftly drawing nigh. A burden so heavy has been lifted. Simple truth and God's grace will get me by. A crown of glory waits in heaven for those who bear His love inside. Above the many things that I'll remember is acceptance by my Savior, Lord and God. Acceptance by my Savior, Lord and God. From Luke chapter 9, verse 35, it says, "And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him."
This song is special to my family. In fact, I preached a sermon two or three years ago. And I talked about doctors, and I talked about the dentist, and I talked about how we monitor how our health is, and how we do physically. And the only way that we can monitor our spiritual health is by what is truly in our heart, what really makes our heart, but what we do for other people. And how we think about Thanksgiving, about the things that we are blessed with. And my sister-in-law, this is her very favorite. Whenever we play for her, I know Fred and Betty know, because we're cousins, and don't hold that against them. But my brother, Ron Smith, is in a home in Butler, Missouri, and he doesn't know anything anymore. But I know what's in his heart because he relates to the Lord. And my sister-in-law, Linda, loves this song. And so whenever we come, she says, "You're going to play Listen to His Heartbeat, aren't you?" And this is one of her favorites, and it's one of ours, too. We just love doing it.
She traveled many miles. She was going to have a child. Knew her life would never be the same. She laid that precious child in a manger all the while, crying out, "Jesus is His name." And everyone around could hear her say, "Oh, listen to His heartbeat. Such a different heartbeat. It's not like one I've never heard at any other time. Oh, listen to His heartbeat. Such a special heartbeat. Every beat just seems to be the hope of all mankind." Soon he was a man, with words of life began, walking shores of Galilee that day. He cleansed lives of their sins, the blind to see again, the lame could walk, and the dumb could talk,
and everyone would say,
oh, listen to his heartbeat, such a different heartbeat, so like one I've never heard at any other time. Oh, listen to his heartbeat, such a special heartbeat. Every beat just seems to be the hope of all mankind.
They lit him up the hill, the earth grew dark and still, as they nailed him to a rugged tree. A thirsty ground, the whole world touched the smile of peace. They came to the tomb with all their lives in ruin, and in their heart crying bitter tears. Oh, when everything had changed, someone said, what is that I hear?
Oh, listen to his heartbeat, such a different heartbeat, like one I've only heard just one other time. Oh, listen to his heartbeat, such a special heartbeat. Such a different heartbeat. It sounds like one I've only heard just one other time. Oh, listen to his heartbeat. Such a special heartbeat.
This song is definitely about witnessing for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we got this off, we're always picking up especially bluegrass style gospel CDs. And this one was given to me, gave me a couple of CDs in the mail. It's an old friend of mine, a wonderful musician, named Jim McGreevy. And this is one that was done by Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, but they do some awesome gospel music. This is one that inspired me for us to learn what's called Be Jesus to Someone Today.
And that's the attributes of Christ. We'll never be Christ, let's face
that's
it.
That's right.
You know, but the attributes that he had, he wants us that's to right. have.
While traveling on in this world, our treasures are few. Have much, but there's always one thing we can do. Look to the Savior of men and follow his way. As you walk through this life, be Jesus to someone today.
Do unto others as you would have them do. Jesus to someone today.
from the heart filled with love to keep it God's way.
Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Glorify God, let His Holy Spirit shine through. In need, teach him to pray. As you walk through this life, be Jesus to someone today.
Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
And the song is called "I'm Asking You," because you know how, in quotations.
It seemed like no matter what your problems are, these words are fitting for your problems. It's just because we know that there's nothing we can do about the problems unless we have the help. And a lot of times, if we don't ask, well, it doesn't come, or we suffer the consequences. And so I guess that's probably my life. I've suffered a lot of consequences, and I guess that's why I'm here, because I finally learned that I've got to lean on the Lord.
So we have to ask.
I'm constantly asking. I think Earl King, some of you know Earl King, he said, someone asked his mother, said, she was always busy. She was baking. She was doing something for others or whatever. Said, when do you have time to pray? She says, I never stop.
Jesus, I am thankful for all you've given me. And I'm asking for your help to be all you have me be. With an old voice I cry from a world full of sin. Please help me see the sunshine, look beyond the rain. I'm asking you, 'cause you know how. Take away the hurt, make it all work out.
I'm asking you, cause you know how.
May I always be aware of the blessings that you bring. May you always be the reason I lift my voice and sing. Teach me faith and guide me, show me how to stand. Through trying times you face me, Lord, I know you can.
I'm asking you, cause you know how.
Testimony in my life. 20 years ago, we felt led together to the center place. Wrestled with it for 8 years prior. And why do we want to come here? It's because the Lord directed us. And I had to ask. I had to ask daily. And I gave up to the, got to the point where my asking was, it's all in your hands, Lord. I had to resolve. Just resign myself to no matter what. You have to find a job. You have to do these temporal things to gather to Zion. But it all worked out. It worked out. And 20 years have gone by, and we still struggle as saints, quite obviously. We still struggle in our hearts and our lives. I struggle. I struggle daily. I struggle with these guys, but they're great guys. They struggle with me. But that's what life is all about. It's a struggle. And in that struggle, there's a servanthood. There's a servanthood to be had. And this next song is called The Servant Way. I don't struggle with the way this guy sings it. He's got a beautiful voice. And the scripture that I'm going to read to you is from Matthew 20:27. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give his life as a ransom for many. And you may as well say all of us here. So, a servant's way. Sam?
This king was pleasant in his poverty.
One more song and have a prayer. I just came back off vacation, and I took two teenage girls on a long trip. I'm 70 years old. And I warned them, I said, now, when we go, I'm telling you that you're going to be listening to some bluegrass gospel music. They said, okay, Grandpa. So after we went through a couple CDs, and they were riding along, and they said, Grandpa, do you mind if we turn the radio on? And I didn't know how to take it, because they were kind, and they didn't want to hurt my feelings either. So we turned the radio on. You know how it is traveling down the road. You kind of lose signal here. So we were going along about Oklahoma City, and we were going out to West Texas. And we got past Oklahoma City, and the oldest one, she just turned 18 this last Sunday. She said, this is really good traveling. I mean, we were riding along in a nice car. It was comfortable, air conditioning. She said, the only thing that'd make it better is we listen to a little bluegrass. And the CD went in there, and I'm telling you, by the time we got back, we were gone for almost 2 weeks. They played some of the songs of Noel Lawson and Quicksilver, who plays, I think, one of the greatest bluegrass gospel band in the world.
That's right.
And and a lot of the songs we sing are from Doyle Lawson's CDs. And they played some of those songs, I know, 500 times. And they know the words. And by the time we got home, they said, Grandpa, will you get us those CDs? Amen. And that's because we know that He lives. And that's what the name of this song is. I do know that He lives.
With a shovel and a boat, picking on a raging tide, well, I set out to put a little piece of luck. But at 6 years old, there's a lot of things I didn't understand, like how the waves would come and wash away the sand. Now I don't know how Daddy did it when Mama passed away, but he picked up and carried on a promise that he made. God has entrusted a great sorrow to the face. Sometimes the scrapes and bruises can't be kissed away. But it's all in the hands of Jesus. But it's all
sins death for me. To death and all the shame it brought, he hung there on the tree. When he cried, "Father, it's finished," God sacrificed the veil, held in the arms of love on the cross between the nails.
But it's all
came and cooled things down and provided the water that we need. I pray that you would bless each one here, that the Spirit would continue to be with them, that they would have a blessed week this week. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
I know I've been blessed to minister to today. I hope you have too. I appreciate our brother and their families coming and sacrificing and the hours and hours and hours they've spent. I know many times while they were singing, I thought, oh, I felt like I'm applauding. I thought, we don't do that in church, but I think it'd be appropriate if you'd like to applaud. Yeah.
Just for that, we'll come back.
That's going to be
Well,